Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Riddles can be used to strengthen the way you think. They can also be aggravating if you don't have the answer. Many of the people who listened to Jesus saw him as a riddle. They couldn't figure out if he was the Christ God promised to send or not. So finally, they came up to ask him, "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." No more mystery, no more cloak and dagger. They wanted a straight answer. Jesus gave them a straight answer. "I did tell you." He did perform miracles in their presence. He did reveal who he was as he taught the crowds who followed him. The problem is that they rejected the miracles and words Jesus spoke to them. They did not believe Jesus as he proclaimed that he was the Son of God. Do not become like those people who gathered around Jesus. Do not begin to think that Jesus doesn't give a clear answer about who he is or what he came to do. There is no riddle. Jesus also speaks plainly to you. He is God. He stated, "I and the Father are one." He came to save you from your sins. He came to give you eternal life. Jesus doesn't speak in riddles about who he is or what he came to do. He speaks plainly to you, his sheep, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Listen to the clear words of Jesus. Hold on to them in faith, and look with hope to the eternal life he brings. Heavenly Father, I give thanks that you have given me life through Jesus, your Son. Continue to preserve my faith until I am with you in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.